Well, during the hearing, you said, quote, the first conviction against a 15-day restriction, still they have to drive to and from school or work and things like that. Second conviction within a three-year period is a 30-day restriction, and the third conviction in a three-year period would extend that to a suspension of their driver's license, not just the restriction. According to the Senate Transportation Committee, they said they saw strong support for the bill. Overall, in 2013, the Kansas Highway Patrol did write just over 1,000 tickets for speeds going over 100 miles an hour in the state, nearly triple from the previous year's data.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit AARP.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP-NOW for more details. That's AARP.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Roll into 2024 on a winning streak at First Council Casino and Resort. Claim your getaway for the greatest concerts, events, and gaming all under one roof. More than 30 acts are booked for 2024. Our indoor water park is a hit for the entire family to relax and unwind. Play with your 7 Clams Rewards card and find out why we have the most loyal players. Pile up the points and earn one-of-a-kind VIP experiences, free play, and cash. And yeah, about the cash. 7 Clams paid more than $50 million in jackpots in 2023. It's all right here at 7 Clams First Council Casino and Resort. We're the winners. Play Highway 77 in Newkirk.
Investigators with the Kansas Highway Patrol say that an engine failure caused a pilot of an aircraft to make an emergency landing outside of Newton yesterday afternoon. Cake News reports that the 1991 Robbins-Wesley RV-4 fixed-wing aircraft was flying from Eisenhower Airport in Wichita to Newton City County Airport around 1:15 p.m. when the engine failed and would not restart. According to the report, the 71-year-old Wichita pilot was able to land the plane safely on its wheels in a field near Southeast 24th Street and Oliver Road. The good news was there was no damage to the aircraft and no injuries to the pilot in the incident. In other news, the University of Kansas has said that they will be postponing their largest fundraiser event of the year after the shooting that happened at the Kansas City Chiefs event. According to the university chancellor and the KU endowment president, they say, quote, in light of today's events, we must do what Jayhawks do best, focus on those in need. As a result, we'll postpone tomorrow's scheduled one day, one KU day of giving, where they say more details will come on the rescheduled event.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I am Felix Johnson. The Grand Island Chamber has named a new president in Jamie Carl, who previously served as Nebraska Chamber's vice president. He has worked with two Nebraska U.S. senators as a U.S. Army veteran and also spent the last 5 years with the Ohio Manufacturers Association. He is taking over for Cindy Johnson, who is retiring. Carl said in a statement that there are no limits on what Grand Island can achieve. In other news, Howard County Sheriff Tom Bush is stepping down to take over as manager of the Heartland Public Shooting Park in Grand Island. Hornady Manufacturing of Grand Island took over management of the park from the city of Grand Island last week and said in a statement that Bush has a deep personal connection with the shooting park, having served the facility as a volunteer over the last decade. In addition to his law enforcement background, Bush served as a U.S. Marine Sergeant with combat deployments to Iraq, where he was awarded the Navy Achievement Medal. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Monday is registration deadline for the presidential preference primary election, March 19th. Advance ballots must be requested before the 20th of February, that being a federal holiday for President's Day. The primary is the first for Kansas since 1992, and registration. Change of party affiliation and advance ballot requests may be made through your county clerk's office. Four Republican and four Democratic candidates will be listed on the ballot for their respective parties. Marysville USD 364 School Board approved three major projects to be completed this summer and contracted with a project manager. Updating heating and cooling at the Marysville Junior High building could run $700,000 to $1 million. Financing will be determined when final cost estimates are complete, but could include loans from several banks. MHS auditorium seating will run $151,000 and include ADA updates. The press box at the football stadium will be renovated and rebuilt at a cost of $211,000, with the stadium committee and Bulldog Boosters financing the majority of the cost with proceeds previously raised. Also, at the last school board meeting, contract extensions through 2026 were approved with junior-senior high principal Tim Woodcock, assistant principal and instructional coach Janine Debley, and special education coordinator Deb Hawkinson, with salaries to be determined. 2 days' pay was approved for staff other than teachers and administration for winter weather cancellations. Community Memorial Healthcare and Pawnee Mental Health Services are collaborating to provide mental health first aid classes free to the public. The session will be Friday, February 23rd, 8:30 till 5 at the CMH South Plaza Conference Room. Lunch provided. Mental Health First Aid is a public education program through the National Council for Mental Well-Being. Training teaches participants how to identify, understand, and respond to signs of mental illness and substance abuse disorders. Also, skills needed to reach out and provide initial support to someone experiencing a mental health or substance abuse problem and connect them with appropriate care. Those interested need to register in advance with Ashley Crock, CMH Public Relations Director, at 785-562-4379. The registration deadline Monday, February 19th, and the class Friday, February 23rd. A grant through Mental Health Education and Awareness through Pawnee Mental Health Services includes Marshall, Washington, and eight other counties. With spring calving, many beef producers will focus on calf health. River Valley Extension District will feature a program in Clay Center Tuesday evening, February 20th, beginning at 6 p.m. This will provide educational information to increase understanding of calf health management with the Kansas State College of Veterinary Medicine doctors. Topics include preventing early calf loss as it relates to weak and stillborn calves born in the herd, important steps to keep a calf healthy once born, as well as calving protocol, recognizing signs of illness, understanding the correct environmental condition calves thrive in, watching for scours, and making sure the calf has a vital amount of colostrum when born. Producers will also hear from Lynn Langvart, who operates Clay Center and Junction City Livestock Sales, discussing marketing strategies for your cattle, including what sale barn owners look for to help market your cattle, which can include how long calves have been weaned, vaccination programs, uniformity, and more. River Valley Extension District will host this program Tuesday at the Clay County Fairgrounds in Clay Center beginning at 6 p.m. Meal will be provided. There's a $10 registration fee payable at the door. RSVP is requested. Contact the Concordia Extension Office, 785-243-8185. Kansas Department of Transportation accepting applications for the spring 2024 round of the agency's cost share program. Nearly $140 million has been given to Kansas communities since 2019. The program provides financial assistance to local entities for construction projects that improve safety, leverage state funds to increase total transportation investment, and help rural and urban areas improve the transportation system. An informational webinar on the program is planned Tuesday, February 20th at 10 a.m. Application process will be discussed and attendees can ask questions. For additional information, contact the Kansas Department of Transportation. Marshall County Spelling Bee champion was Ellie Runnebaum, 8th grade Axtell student. Runner-up Katie Brashears, 8th grade Marysville student. Third-placed Eli Freeze, 7th grade at Marysville. An injury accident was reported in Marshall County January 31st. A Manhattan man, Joel North, struck a deer on U.S. 77 just south of Marysville, The driver was transported to CMH in Marysville, where he was treated and released.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Donald W. Don Harmer, age 92, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Don Harmer. Vernon C. Ruggie, age 87, of Beatrice, passed away February 13. Celebration of life service is planned Thursday, 10:30 at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Beatrice, Nernment, the Evergreen Home Cemetery. Griffith Suvendick Chapel in Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Vernon Ruggie. Leonard D. Bartles, age 83, passed away February 12. Celebration of life service Thursday, 11 a.m., St. Augustine Catholic Church in Washington. Rosary Wednesday at 5:30 at the church. Gertie Meyer Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Leonard Bartles. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, a pimento cheese sandwich, crackers, tomato soup, celery with carrot, and pineapple. Closed Monday for President's Day. Tuesday's menu is fried chicken, mashed potatoes, green beans, and peaches. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A slight chance for some snow showers early on today, then mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 30s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid-teens. Staying sunny into Saturday with our highs in the lower 40s and partly cloudy over Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid-20s. A bit warmer into Sunday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid-50s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. Even warmer as we head into Monday, sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 50s and mostly clear skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. Staying sunny on Tuesday with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Still more sunshine as we head into Wednesday with our highs in the upper 50s and mid-60s and partly cloudy skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers on Thursday, otherwise staying sunny with our highs in the lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-February, 44. Record high on this date, 73. The average low, 22, and the record low, 26 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:22. Sunset this evening at 6:01. Covering of snow early into Friday morning across the listening area. And that light snow may continue, they're saying, up to a half-inch accumulation locally. Currently 26 degrees. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 16th of February. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Everyone's wanting to reduce, reuse, and recycle. How about reducing the amount of money leaving your bank account every month? With income-based living and reduced cable bill costs for everyone, Waterville Housing Authority is your housing partner. Enjoy maintenance-free and comfortable living in one- or two-bedroom apartments. Check out their Facebook page or call 785-363-2239. That's 785-363-2239.
From ABC Sports, This is Rich Cantu. History for Iowa's Caitlin Clark.
To Clark. Logo three. Got it. 22 is now number one.
Rob Brooks, Learfield on the call. Clark scored 49 points in the fourth-ranked Hawkeyes 106-89 beatdown of Michigan to take the top spot on the all-time women's college basketball scoring list. She got there on a three-point shot from nearly half court.
That was the only way to do it, so I had to. I told some of my teammates and my coaches, like, if I got a chance in transition, I'm going to launch one. And honestly, I didn't know if it was going to go in because it was a deep one, but then it goes in and Coach Woodard calls timeout. And I'm just thankful to be surrounded by these people, this place.
Top 25 men's action. Second-ranked Purdue erased a 10-point deficit to overhaul Minnesota, 84-76. To the NBA hardwood, the Grizzlies had an impressive win over the Bucks in Memphis, thanks in part to a career night for Zaire Williams.
Williams ahead for Aldama. Lobs for Zaire Williams. High into the night and bringing down a two-handed jam.
The call on WMFS. Williams finished with a career-high 27 points. The Grizzlies hold off the Bucks 113-110. Post-game, Milwaukee head coach Doc Rivers said he was not pleased with his team's second-half performance.
We come back in this on our set. Two guys forget what we're running. Then we miss the shot, and then nobody gets back. That's how we start out the third quarter. That tells you all you need to know about where our heads were. We had some guys here, and we had some guys in Cabo.
The Warriors beat the Jazz in a 140-137 slugfest. T-Wolves over the Blazers, 128-91. NHL Canucks over the Red Wings, 4-1. The Stars put 9 goals past 2 Predators goalies in a 9-2 laugher. Chris Kreider's hat trick powered the Rangers past the Canadiens, 7-4. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Friday night basketball tip-offs, Marysville hosting Chapman, North Central Kansas League play on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Friday feature game, it's Twin Valley League action, Frankfort at Washington County, live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights tips off at Onega, Hanover entertains Troy. Axtell travels to Blue Valley, Linz at Donovan West. Centralia hosting Clifton Clyde. Diller Odell boys host Weeping Water Southern at Pawnee City. Marysville High boys wrestling team in regional competition at Colby Saturday. Join Cole Fredrickson on the Coach's Corner, airing about 5:30 Friday evening on KNDY. Wyatt Forney of Southern High School participates in the state wrestling tournament at Lincoln this weekend.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Renewed optimism about the economy inspired Wall Street's investors to extend a midweek rebound. The Dow Jones surged 349 points, nearly 1%, to end Thursday at 38,773. The S&P added 0.6%. The Nasdaq, 0.3%. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos has been active in the market, selling over $6 billion worth of shares in his company this month. The sales were executed under a trading plan that went into effect in November. Retail sales fell more than expected in January after December's strong 0.4% surge from the month before. Economists say the latest figures could convince the Federal Reserve to finally start cutting interest rates. With tax season well underway, Americans are receiving smaller refunds than last year. The Internal Revenue Service says the average refund issued through February 2nd totaled $1,395. Last year at this time, refunds were averaging $1,963. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Friday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest ag news here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
And it is Friday morning, and at these times, we have the Steckline Report with Larry Steckline as we check in with the ag economy. Good morning, Larry.
Well, friends, ag economists, they do like to throw out figures and tell us what they think is going to happen. Do they know more than anybody else? No. They do spend some time that probably we do not spend time analyzing certain things. So I will go ahead and we'll talk about what ag economists think about our farm income. They say that net farm income could fall to the lowest level in 3 years. But ag economists view the ag economy, since it took a dive in the first 2024 survey, that scares them. In fact, lower commodity prices, along with the outlook for higher costs, continue to weigh on the ag industry. Ag economists think that the relatively strong balance sheets and working capital will provide a cushion for most people in the agricultural scene this year, with no major concerns about immediate farm solvency. Thank goodness for that. We don't want to go through a period of bankruptcies like we did a few years ago. They are concerned about the January numbers, probably the largest downturn since they started the survey, according to an ag economist with the University of Missouri. He helped authorize this information. He says, I don't want to make a trend out of just one survey, but if we continue down the path that we started with January estimates, perhaps we're telling 2024 to be a less positive story than we would have just a few months ago. And I'd have to kind of agree with him. I tell you, there's some things that I don't like. The terrible decline we've seen in grain prices. There's not a lot of reason for them except global production, in my opinion. The declining commodity prices, as these guys worried, no doubt about that, complicated production costs, high interest rates, competition across the world, all of that plays to make it a tough 2024 for most of us. Thanks for being with us.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Personal pond management can determine the well-being of underwater ecosystems for fish. K-State Fisheries and Aquatics Extension Specialist Joe Gerken relays what to consider before restocking and the importance of releasing prey species before predators.
The first thing you want to do is know what fish you have in your pond, right? So go out and fish your pond. Get out there and kind of look at what you have that way. There's more advanced ways of looking at it. You can hire someone to electrofish it if you really want to know what fish are there. But getting an idea of what you have before you add more fish is really important. Most people like to have a bass pond, so you'd want to stock the prey for those bass. And so thinking about bluegill and a new ponds, fathead minnows. So we generally stock those and then wait a season or a year. If we stock all of the fish together, all of the prey fish and the predators together, a lot of times the predators will eat those prey, and then there won't be any to reproduce and make new food. And so we want to kind of make sure we stagger that stocking. That's generally something people don't think about when they think about putting fish in their pond.
Gerken explains the challenges in stocking channel catfish and how to manage them successfully.
A lot of people like to fish for channel catfish. I mean, if you like to fish for them, they're a great fish to add to your pond. A lot of times channel catfish don't reproduce in farm ponds and smaller ponds. So they're kind of a fish that if you're going to have channel catfish and you're going to harvest them to eat them, you want to make sure that you're adding some back every year. The rule of thumb is to add 2 to 3 for every one you take out. That'll account for the mortality of harvesting them, but also some natural mortality. So that'll kind of make sure that you kind of have that sustained fishery. Channel catfish, like I said, they're bonus fish. If you like them, you can add them to your pond. I'd add them when you add your largemouth bass or your predators. If you don't like them or don't want them, you don't have to have them.
He discusses why fathead minnows may not be the most efficient, economical choice for people working on their ponds.
A lot of people like to buy fathead minnows and throw them in their pond, and that's great for a new pond. In established ponds, I generally don't recommend those. So the minnows, it takes about 10 pounds of minnows to gain 1 pound of predator biomass. And so making sure that if you're adding those fathead minnows, you're really taking that into account. Fathead minnows right now are somewhere in the $10 to $15 range a pound. And so 10 pounds of those, we're talking somewhere around $150 for 1 pound of bass. You'd probably be a lot more successful with that money putting it into some habitat modifications, for example, to grow up the bluegill that are naturally reproducing and providing that food to your pond than you are by adding those fathead minnows.
That was K-State Fisheries and Aquatics Extension Specialist Joe Gerken on proper pond stewardship for young and old ponds alike. He recommends sourcing fish from the Kansas Aquaculture Association. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
From decongestant to deodorizer, mustard has dozens of household uses. We will share a few of its non-hot dog applications today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, February 16th, the 47th day of the year. Tennis champ John McEnroe has a birthday. Paste made from mustard seed have been used for centuries, but the history of peppered mustard in America can only be traced to February of 1854, when the first advertisement appeared in a newspaper. Aside from dressing up hot dogs, it has dozens of practical uses. Gargling with mustard mixed with water, lemon, and honey provides sore throat relief. Use it in place of vapor rub as a chest decongestant. To deodorize pickle or peanut butter jars, mix mustard with hot water and shake vigorously. And if you have several hours to condition your hair, try using mustard oil. We are told it leaves hair silky and shiny. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
7:31 from KNDY. 26 degrees, light snow falling and may continue through the morning hours, at least half inch or so accumulation, they say. Cooler temps today, highs in the middle 30s, then a warm-up into the 40s Saturday and back in the 50s Sunday into Monday.
Mid-America Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. On the eve of their Super Bowl victory parade, the Kansas City Chiefs announced that they are giving defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo, better known by his nickname Spags, a contract extension. The terms of the deal have not been released yet, but the 40-plus year veteran was key to the 25-22 overtime victory in Super Bowl 58 over the San Francisco 49ers. Here's what head coach Andy Reid said that he learned this season.
What you're seeing in the game today is these defensive coordinators, and I tell you ours included, are very flexible with their coverages. So it's not just one or two coverages that they're going to throw at you. They're being able to teach multiple coverages, and they're not afraid to use them at any time during the game. So that's where I tell you the game's changing a little bit. As far as myself, you know, obviously patience was one thing that we had to do on the offensive side. As guys learned, the young guys learned, or the new guys learned, I'm very grateful for the job that Spags did with the defensive side.
Friday night basketball tip-offs, Marysville hosting Chapman, North Central Kansas League play on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Friday feature game, it's Twin Valley League action, Frankfort at Washington County, live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights tips off at Onega, Hanover entertains Troy. Axtell travels to Blue Valley, Lynn's at Donovan West. Centralia hosting Clifton Clyde. Diller O'Dell boys host Weeping Water Southern at Pawnee City. Marysville High boys wrestling team in regional competition at Colby Saturday. Join Cole Fredrickson on the Coach's Corner, airing about 5:30 Friday evening on KNDY. Wyatt Forney of Southern High School participates in the state wrestling tournament at Lincoln this weekend.
KNDY.
Don't worry about the damage done. Just let those words roll off your tongue. Even if you're lying, if you really don't mean it, I don't care. If you need a little buzz to get you there, then baby, I'm buying. Well, couldn't you say you do, say you might, for tonight I have a heart, been the truth, even if you don't. Couldn't you mess me up, get in my head, steal my t-shirt, wreck my bed all night long like you used to, even if you don't. Couldn't you say you do? Back in my arms, and don't call me. I don't mind a little smoke getting in my eyes. Baby, take your hands, take your lies, and lay them on me. Couldn't you say you do, say you might, for tonight have a heart, been the truth. Don't, couldn't you mess me up, get in my head, steal my t-shirt, wreck my bed all night long like you used to, even if you don't. Don't worry about the damage done. Just let those words roll off your tongue. Even if you're lying, well, couldn't you see?